This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ruth Gordon, RUTHGORDON, date of birth 08/10/1940, date of appointment August 8, 2025, requesting physician Paul Laminski, PALLE. MANSKI MD. Dear Dr. Laminski, I have the pleasure of seeing Ruth Gordon today in my date of appointment, August 8, 2025. Dear Dr. Laminski, I have the pleasure of seeing Ruth Gordon today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 85-year-old, right-handed African-American woman who has a problem with memory, sometimes confused, disoriented, hard to understand where she is. She becomes aggressive and combative at night, more challenging, need help in activities of daily living. She had a few falls, cannot cook the food. Couple of weeks ago, put the stove on fire, putting food in the drawer, lives alone. 8 comes 12 hours per day. Balance is not good. She walk with the help of cane or walker. Does not sleep good at night. Having hallucinations also. Past medical history. COPD, benign neoplasm of the adrenal gland, chronic kidney disease, atrial fibrillation, low back pain, hypothyroidism, mixed hyperlipidemia, perialveolar pneumopathy, essential hypertension, past surgical history, hysterectomy, allergy, codeine, medications, levothyroxine, Crestor, aspirin 325 mg, Crestor 20 mg. Social history, 8 to 10 cigarettes per day she smokes. Does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is widow, lives alone, have 6 children. Family history, mother disease, diabetes, thyroid problem, dementia, father disease, sister and brother, no, she is the only child. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 160 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did the mini mental status examination. He scored 17 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and sensory system examination reveal decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Assessment and plan, 85-year-old right-handed African American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease. Number two, agitation. Number three, hallucination. Number four, depression. Number five, peripheral neuropathy. Number six, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order Seroquel 25 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. She needs 24-hour coverage to help for everything at home. She might need medicine for Alzheimer's disease. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.